She got the best of me from big boy Luke Combs. It's Mel on the Roger Morning Show. You're on a Friday taking a look into our cowboy news. Finding out what's going on in the world of country music. New music out today. Late Nights and Long Necks from Justin Moore. This is his fifth album. Includes his single, The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home. Great song right there. I felt bad for Confederate Railroad. I really do. They got canceled again. Another fair has bowed out and or bowed down to the PC police and canceled them for their upcoming show that's supposed to be next Thursday. It was the Ulster County Fair in New York State. They pulled the plug. But again, you know who you're booking when you book them. But they said, one of their reps said, they blame the band's use of the Confederate flag in its merchandise. Their name is Confederate Railroad. Use your brain, people. Midland's Mark Weistrack isn't the only one that's going to be having a baby. His twin brother, Mike, is also going to be a dad. They posted a picture where each of them is holding a onesie. What a coinkydink. Newcomer Matt Stell, he's the one that sings the song Prayed For You. He's at number 26 on the Billboard Hot Country Song Chart. So that's a good thing because he said, I really need this music thing to work out because I chose music over Harvard Medical School. Share the talent. You know, these people that can sing really well, it's kind of like Reba. You can sing, you can act, you can do literally everything. Can you just share a little ounce of talent with the rest of us? Just a little. And really excited about this one. Going to be our Fade to Black today. The new country supergroup that's making wrinkles and waves. The High Women. They released a new song. Their new album is coming out September. But last night at midnight, they released a new song. It's called Crowded Table. Therefore, it's going to be our Friday Fade to Black. The Cowboy News. It's Mel on the Roger Morning Show.